Father, bless these words to our hearts. In Psalm 46, verse 1, the Bible says that God is a very present help in time of trouble. Have you guys ever had trouble? A problem? Did you ever get in trouble? Did you ever have a problem with something? Most people do by the age of about 2 months. Everybody has problems. Everybody has troubles. But the Bible says that the Lord is a very present help whenever you have trouble. Guys, let me tell you something. God will always help you with your troubles. If you have a problem, God will help you. Every single time. Now, the way that the English translation puts it, it says he's a very present help. Keep in mind, this was not originally written in English. This was written in Hebrew. And then somebody translated that language into English. It's not actually that he's a very present help. Very present, those words seem to mean he's very much there, like he's in your face when you're in trouble. That's not what it means at all. What it means is that he's proven. Every time there's trouble, God has proven himself to be a great help. That's what it's saying. If there is trouble, if there's a problem, and you're the one who's having it, God has always proven that he will help you when you have problems. You will have problems, guarantee it. Every human being has problems. God will always help you. At the end of your problem, you're going to say, wow, God has helped me. Every single time. Why? Because God always proves himself to be a huge help whenever there's a problem. Now, God is a gentleman. That means that God is not going to force himself on you. If you don't want his help, he won't give you his help. But I'll tell you one thing, if you don't want his help, things aren't going to go well for you. I will promise you that. Not because he doesn't like you. He does like you. He loves you. But because he's the one who knows how things really work. For example, can anybody here tell me what's going to happen this afternoon with certainty? Well, you may say, well, I'm going to go home. I'm going to have lunch. Maybe I'm going to visit with somebody. I'm going to play with my friends or something like that. That's your plan. And that may come to pass, but it may not. You know when accidents happen that nobody anticipated the accident? That's why they happen. For example, you're driving in a car and somebody cuts in front of you and you get into an accident. The reason why you get into the accident is because you didn't think they would cut in front of you. If you thought they would cut in front of you, you would have done something to avoid the accident. Now, every time you get into a car, you're heading somewhere. And you think you're going to get there without an accident. Yesterday, I was driving on the Beltway, and I saw an accident. And it was a pretty bad one. Two ambulances and fire trucks and stuff. Those people were heading somewhere. They had a plan. In their mind, if I asked them, what's going to happen an hour from now, they would have been able to tell me. But it wasn't correct. An hour from prior to the accident, they were in the hospital. They weren't anticipating that. You see, we don't know what's going to happen. God does. And so we always ask God to help us. Now, when you ask God to help us, you're not going to feel something. Sometimes people want to feel things with God. That's because they're oriented to their emotions. Never be oriented to your emotions. Let your emotions orient themselves to the Bible. But you never become oriented to your emotions. In other words, don't respond to your emotions. Don't respond to feeling good, to feeling bad, any of that. Don't respond to it. Let your emotions respond to the Bible. Why? Because then you're always going to have good emotions. Now, here's the thing about it. Since you don't know what's coming, since you have no way, for example, of knowing what people are really thinking, you always turn to God. I don't know the answer, even if I think I do. I may be able to guess well, but more times than not, I can't. And so always go to God with your problems. You have a problem, it doesn't matter if it's small. God, I don't know the answer to my homework. Ask Him, and He will help you. I can't tell you how many times I found that to be true. I mean, I was in college a lot longer than I care to say. And by golly, I'll get that degree one day. And every time that there was an exam or something, if I prayed, I did well. If I forgot to pray, but if I prayed, I did well. Why? Because God will help you. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to study and just say to God, hey, can you help me with this? Because He doesn't like laziness either. Okay, He likes when things are done right. But at the same time, when you've done what you can, God is very good about making sure that everything goes right. He wants it to. Why? Because He's kind. He loves you. He cares about you. He's kind. He's on your side. Please understand this. God is always on your side. And you may say to yourself, but what about the other person? Isn't He on their side? It doesn't matter about the other person. He's on your side. He might be on their side also, but you see, being on a side is not really in the solution to an argument. Being on the side is what goes beyond the argument. And so you may have an argument with somebody and God's on both sides, meaning that God wants to use that argument for both people's benefit in some way. And the amazing thing is God has the ability to do that. Now, the Word of God says also in Philippians 4:19 that God will supply all of our needs. Whatever it is that you need, God will provide it. I have always seen this come to pass. Now, I will say this. You may want something, but you don't need it. You just want it. He doesn't promise to supply all your wants, because quite frankly, sometimes we want the wrong thing. Right? Sometimes if we got what we wanted, it would hurt us. It wouldn't help us. But if you need it, God will make sure that you have it. He's pretty amazing this way. For example, He says, I never let my children go hungry. Never. I'll always make sure that they're taken care of. I'll always make sure that they have clothes. I'll always make sure that there's a roof over there. I'll always make sure that they have exactly what they need. Let me give you an example. About close to 20 years ago, not quite 20 years ago, my back went out seriously. I was flat on my back for a year. I couldn't get up. We had no income. We had a house that we had bought just a few years before. That means we had a mortgage, which means you're paying a lot of money every month. And then we also had to pay for our own health insurance, so it was like paying for two houses every month. We didn't have that much money. We had very little money. You know, we never missed anything. We always made our mortgage. We were always able to pay for our health insurance. We were always able to buy food. We always had clothes. We always had absolutely everything we needed, and we never went into debt, and nobody gave us things. How is that? I still scratch my head over how did that actually work out. There was money in my bank account, and I just didn't know how it managed to be there. It's simple. God takes care of you. God provides for your needs. If you need it, God will make sure that you have it. You see, God is not some idea. God is a real person. But He's not a human person. But just like a human is a person, God is a person. And He's real, and He's watching, and He's thinking, and He has the ability to to help you, and He does. Why? Because He loves you. Because He cares about you. Because He's really, really kind. You'll never find somebody as kind as God. He's incredibly kind. And so if He sees you have a need, He's going to come around and help you. But He won't do it if you don't want Him to. My advice to you, and I think it's a really good idea to take it, and I think you should. So always take this advice. It's found in Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Just trust Him. And then it says, don't rely on your ability to understand things. Sometimes people don't want to ask God for things because they don't see how He's going to do it. But God says, my ways are above your ways and my thoughts are above your thoughts. In other words, I'm smarter than you are. Don't try to figure it out. I'm smarter than you are. You see, if I'm not as smart as God, I'll never be able to figure out what God is doing. But I don't need to. I just need to trust Him. For example, you have a 2-year-old. Do you think a 2-year-old knows as much as mom and dad? Of course not. Why? Because they haven't had time to learn. It's like that. In God's eyes, I'm just like this little kid, and He's like this really wise old man who knows everything. Well, I don't have to know what He knows. I just have to trust Him because I know He'll do it for me. And He's very faithful to do it for me. So it says, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to understand. Don't worry about whether you understand it or not. Just trust Him. And then it says, in everything, in all your ways, in everything, acknowledge Him. And He'll direct your path. Now here's the thing, and I have found this to be true over and over and over again. I cannot count the number of times this has happened for me. I'll have a situation and I need an answer, and I don't know what the answer is. Sometimes as a pastor, people will come to me with problems. And sometimes I don't even know the people very well. But they'll say, Pastor, I have this problem. Can you help me? And they tell me about their problem. And that's fine. That's good. They can do that. That's fine. That's part of what pastors do. But to tell you the truth, I'm just an ordinary person. And so I don't always know the answer to their problem. I'm thinking to myself, I don't actually know you. I don't know all that's involved. I don't know the other people at all. I don't really know where you're coming from. I don't know the answer to your question. So you know what I do? I always ask God. Somebody will start talking to me about something and I don't know the answer. I'll say, God, help me out here. What's the answer here? Show me the truth of it. By the time they're done, I always know. And it's not like God spoke to me in a booming voice. All of a sudden, the information is in my mind. That's how it works. It's like saying, what color is the car? Well, the car is gray. I didn't know what color the car was, but all of a sudden I know it's gray. That's how it is. The information just appears in my mind. When you have a decision you have to make of some kind, and you need to know what to do, which way to go, what's right, what's wrong, all that, and you don't know, ask Him. Because He tells you. That's what it means, that He guides your path, that He orders your steps. God, should I go this way or this way? Should I make this decision or this decision? I don't really know. And sometimes it'll happen that the answer doesn't come into your mind, especially like regarding important decisions. At that point, you ask Him and you trust Him, knowing that because you've asked Him, the decision will be correct. You see, He has so much ability that He can actually give you thoughts you don't know He's giving you. And you make decisions and you don't know what's right. So you do the best you can and all of a sudden it's like, wow, that was the right decision. And man, am I glad I didn't make the other decision. I've had that happen too. And then I see what would have happened if I had made the other decision. It would have been a disaster, but I made the right decision and I didn't even know that that was the right decision. But I asked him. That's the thing. I asked him. It continues there. Don't be wise in your own eyes. In other words, don't think you know something. It says that so that you always ask God. Don't think you know something. Sometimes people think they know something. Those kind of people usually mess things up. They think they know something, they're confident because maybe they're intelligent or they're smart or they have a big education. So they think they know something. In the end, it turns out they don't know anything. Why? Because they don't have God's knowledge. I don't care how smart the person is, they don't know what God knows. Don't ever think you know something. Even if you do, even if you have the best education in the world, there's still things you don't know. Why? You still can't see what's going to happen this afternoon. You still don't know what somebody else is thinking. For that matter, you don't know if you might change your mind tomorrow. And that happens all the time. Don't ever think you know anything to the point where you don't need to rely on God. You always need to rely on God. But here's the other thing about it. When you do rely on God, He always helps you. God will always help you. Do you understand? Okay, good.